Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Regardless of the joy it has often been known to bring, to suggest that just about everything going down on our screens or behind the scenes when it pertains to the land of All Elite is absolutely perfect at this current moment in time would be as foolish as underestimating a certain freshly squeezed star with a penchant for pockets. And while the exciting promotion has routinely found a way to silence its critics time and time again through many an enthralling narrative and electric in-ring performance, ignoring the following signs of danger could ultimately end up spelling trouble for Khan and the gang in the not too distant future. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 signs AEW could be in trouble right now. Number 10, no real debut plan past a couple of weeks. Pretty much from the second just about any talented face wanders out of another well-known promotion's doors, the concept of them rocking up on AEW's shores to the sound of that all-important piap is relentlessly theorized and fantasized over until it becomes an often inevitable reality. And while the sight of everyone from Andrade El Idolo to Samoa Joe bulldozing their way into an already stacked AEW roster did still bring an expected wave of buzz initially. The likes of these stars in particular act as an indictment on Tony Khan's ability to consistently maintain his new signings' momentum past their first few weeks of being All Elite. That's not to say the All Elite president is completely incapable of setting up new faces for a compelling run on his shows, with CM Punk and Bryan Danielson, for example, both doing just fine down the road. But time and time again, Khan has displayed a lack of foresight when it pertains to the signing of admittedly gifted workers to his burgeoning brand, and that's now led to increased skepticism with each new addition to the roster. Number 9, production and timing issues are still prevalent. It has to be said that a few production blunders were to be expected of a fledgling company still finding their feet on the televised stage. However, fast forward nearly 3 years on from AEW's TV debut, and Tony Khan's company still has an unfortunate habit of falling short when it comes to the effectiveness of certain high-profile stunts and execution of live TV. From timing issues resulting in hastily rushing off the air, or should-be career-making moments not being given room to breathe, to Chris Jericho's recent bump onto a barbed wire platform not quite delivering a shocking visual due to feeling a touch cheap, it still feels like AEW haven't quite ironed out all the kinks when it comes to much of their all-round presentation. Now, this is to be expected of a company who ambitiously aim high and push limits each and every week, but there's no escaping the fact that the All Elite brand loses a touch of sparkle every time these frequent instances of poor time management and other production gaffes rear their heads. Number 8. A hit-and-miss commentary corner. For many, good old Jim Ross understandably sits as the all-time great when it comes to the art of calling the action in between the ropes, with his unmistakable drawl adding prestige to some of the most legendary occurrences ever to be committed to wrestling television. In recent times, however, his performance on the AEW product has been patchy at best. On form, JR can still deliver the goods and add dramatic weight to just about any moment he sees fit. Yet therein lies the problem. For every glorious selling of a chilling heel turn or ascending to the top of the mountain, the cowboy hat boasting icon has also found the time to pick needless holes in officiating and contests that he should be protecting slash elevating. Combine this with a commentary booth that seems to annoyingly shift by the broadcast, and Tony Khan finds himself with the unenviable task of likely either having to shelve one of the most adored voices in the game and some other often jarring guest commentators like a certain excessive Le Champion, or just grit his teeth as his product continues to be buried or weighed down by a regularly hit and miss supporting vocal cast. It's not all bad though, because Excalibur and Taz still awesome, and the more regal the better. Number 7, zero follow-up for the most compelling story they have. Handing Maxwell Jacob Friedman a live microphone in the wake of one of the most engaging, seemingly real-life sagas of recent times, following on from his Double or Nothing FanFest no-showing, felt like one of the most inspired decisions in company history on June 1st, Dynamite. Yet here we are, almost 2 months on, and MJF hasn't so much as been mentioned on All Elite programming ever since. Now sure, this could all be part of some elaborate ruse designed to add further drama and heft to his eventual comeback. That being said though, perhaps the recent lack of Maxwell reference or appearance is a sign of things once again souring behind the scenes. And the most sought-after talent working today is in fact still angling for a departure at this current moment. Either way, with each passing week of MJF-less TV, it's starting to feel more and more like AEW may have actually missed the boat on one of the most absorbing developments yet in their company's short history. Number 6. Overdoing the big surprise leads to diminishing returns. While next to nobody would be in a rush to turn down the prospect of an unexpected and exciting arrival thoroughly changing up the system, you can't have too much of a good thing. And that's what All Elite fans slash Khan himself have discovered the hard way in recent months. Take a look at AEW's recent partnering with New Japan Pro Wrestling in the lead up to the long-awaited Forbidden Door crossover pay-per-view, for example. And the many mesmerizing names finally stepping through the titular object to increasingly diluted responses. Even just a year ago, the idea of Hiroshi Tanahashi, Kazuchika Okada, and Will Ospreay all exploding onto Dynamite would have been the stuff of dreams. But in the wake of everyone from Johnny Elite to W. Morrissey, while serviceable and talented in their own right, or being frequently carted out to cheap paps, the concept of a mind-blowing shock appearance has been hoarded out to the point of exhaustion currently. If Khan is weighing up the prospect of again adding even more surprising names to the mix at this year's All Out to the sound of glorious roars of approval, then he'd probably be wise to steer clear of spamming the huge surprise button for the next few weeks. Just a thought.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Number 5. Too many belts, not enough time. It's not that the concept of a belt that would largely be defended around the globe was a bad call by any means. However, the shuffling of the All-Atlantic mid-card strap into the mix alongside the likes of the already present TNT, FTW, Ring of Honor TV and Ring of Honor Pure straps has served as a reminder of just how pointlessly overstuffed the show is when it comes to titles that are up for grabs. Again, having multiple championships for stars to set their sights on does at least give the ever-increasing roster something to do, instead of just attempting to fill out their records on Dark. But the excessive amount of titles on offer inevitably takes some of the luster away from the feat of finally reaching the top of the Golden Mountain. It's just not as hard if there's more belts up for grabs. So here's hoping Tony actually keeps his Ring of Honor and AEW belts separate as and when he figures out what he's doing with the former. And the introduction of yet more titles in the form of the trio straps doesn't lead to more All Elite champions struggling for TV time in the aftermath. Number 4. Rampage feels inessential. While things got off to a decent enough start for the 1 hour slice of Rampage, baby, playing host to the highly anticipated comeback of the best in the world in only its second ever episode, AEW's Friday night product hasn't exactly gone from strength to strength in the wake of that staggering first few weeks. Sure, Rampage has still boasted its fair share of noteworthy showdowns and angles since its inception. Who can forget Bryan Danielson's war with Minoru Suzuki or Eddie Kingston and CM Punk's particularly heated exchange in November? But over the last few months or so, Rampage has been anything but the easily digestible appointment viewing it initially was. With most matches and angles rarely being equipped with genuine consequences. It's little surprise to see how the show's ratings have tumbled as a result. So if Tony is serious about washing away that B-show stink, he needs to start putting his energy back into again making Rampage vital viewing sooner rather than later. Number 3. Treating the women's division as an afterthought. Both of the company's top women's champions in Thunder Rosa and Jade Cargill possess the ability to genuinely captivate and engage just about any audience on the planet. The likes of Britt Baker, Toni Storm, Athena, Chris Statlander, Serena Deeb, and Ruby Soho homes are seriously named but a few, could all realistically tear the house down on any given night too. Yet it's now gotten to the point where, no matter how much momentum and support these gifted workers generate with the material they're provided with, the feeling of the entire division being little more than a limp afterthought has become a depressing given. And when given the ball to run with, the likes of Baker and Rosa, seen in their iconic Lights Out epic, have shown they can set the business on fire. But Khan still seems intent on lazily throwing unlikely units together and having them coexist before a predictable implosion occurs, and banishing once intriguing contest to the death spot on the card. If this tired booking continues, there's a good chance these talented women will turn their attention over to a WWE landscape that's at least more willing to give its badass ladies the spotlight come contract season. Number 2, a way too bloated roster. It's pretty much stating the obvious, but AEW just do not have enough TV time to accommodate the vast amount of eye-catching talents currently occupying their roster. And while again, you can't exactly blame Tony Khan for wanting to get his hands on just about every tantalizing star suddenly taking up residence on the free agency market, only possessing 3 hours of televised product each and every week, not counting YouTube's strong but often missed Dark and Dark Elevation content, means spots are sparse and Dynamite and Rampage are often forced to move at breakneck speeds in an effort to get every big name on the show. Gone are the blissful days of late 2019, early 2020, when talents were given the space to breathe and get over with the crowd on the back of a stunning debut or string of impressive Dynamite showings. Instead, we now live in a moment where AEW simply has more talent than it knows what to do with, frequently reducing one-time main event players to enjoyable background characters, looking at you, Hangman, while TK tries to stuff his latest huge get into a crammed TBS or TNT showing. Number 1, communication breakdown. The All Elite problem that perhaps needs to be resolved quickest comes in the form of the increasingly prevalent grievance of lack of communication when it comes to Tony Khan and his ever-growing list of talent. Among the stars of AEW past and present who have expressed these concerns recently are former Ring of Honor World Champion Jonathan Gresham, Marco Stunt, Brian Cage, and Joey Janela, with Gresham in particular being pushed to reportedly requesting his release on the back of communication troubles and frustrations with the Ring of Honor / AEW president. The fact these complaints are popping up more frequently as of late suggests the company needs to address and reevaluate its talent relations department and process of communication altogether before more disgruntled stars lead to a potentially toxic workplace. How Khan takes these recent issues on board and adapts his team's way of working accordingly could very much set the tone for his wrestling empire going forward.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.